Benadel says there is an inyan of speech. Speech is something which is intangible. You can't touch it. You can't hold it. You can't sell it. And yet, there is such a thing as speech being imprisoned, speech going into exile, or speech being redeemed, brought about to a gula, freed. For example, a person is given the power of speech by Hashem. He is given this power in order to speak words of Teda, in order to speak words of Kedusha. If instead he speaks Lashon Hara, or he speaks words of impurity, then he is desecrating, a treaty. There is a bris, Tikkun HaBris, in two senses, the lower Tikkun HaBris, and then the bris Halashon. The Yisoid, bris Yisoid, is with the tongue also. The tongue is also called bris. The person who is metame, who makes impure, contaminates his words, is the mechalel, the bris too. Desecrates the bris halashon of the tongue, which automatically puts his words, his dibur, into golus. This requires freeing. Now, how does a person free this speech? By observing, watching carefully, correcting any faults in his type of speech, saying things that are right, and then he's able to daven with more kavana. The person says things that are bad, evil, slander, or words that are nivul peh, impure profanity, he will find that when it comes time to daven, his speech is imprisoned. He cannot release it to daven with kavanah. He cannot get himself, he cannot arouse himself to daven with pure thoughts, with concentration on the words he says, and with feeling, because his speech is not free. And that's why we have the union of smichas geulo l'tfila, baruch atah Hashem go'al Yisrael, and then the davening begins, the Shemoneh Esrei begins. First we must release the speech from its bondage, and then it is free to be able to speak to Hashem. And this, the Benadel says, is what happened in Egypt. When the Jews were in Egypt and they were enslaved, what was also enslaved? The speech too. The Jews could not speak freely. They were confined where they could not speak words of Torah, and the speech itself became so constricted that they could not come out Bikdusha. This was during the entire length of time that they were in bondage. So that when the Jews were released from Egypt, from the slavery, above all, most important, the speech came out of slavery too. Speech came out free. When they came out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, therefore they had, first and foremost, a holiday called Pesach. Pesach is the words peh, sach. Peh, the mouth, sach, speaks. Now the mouth could finally speak. Sach is sicha, which means speech. The mouth could finally speak because there was a geula for the mouth, a geula for the tongue, a geula for speech. Pesach, the speech, now came out freely. Of course, if we have two words, we have an additional letter. Pesach is Pei Samaches. Two words, Peh, the mouth, is Pei Hei. Samaches speaks. Letter Hei is additional. So the Malchus came out of bondage. The letter Hei is the Malchus. Malchus, Peh. The Malchus is free. Therefore, the Hei came out freely. Now the mouth could speak. And this, of course, speech means words. We said that the Bris Haloshen Bris, because Milo, is Begimatria 2, Peh. The mouth is Mila. Mila is words. Mila stands for Bris. Matria Peh, the mouth, which is the key to speech through the Malchus. And it says there can be a person, Chas V'Shalom, who lives all his life, talks a great deal, yet his words are in prison. His words are not free, and therefore he's not free to be able to have direct contact with Hashem freely. Once he purifies his words, then his speech comes out of golus, it is redeemed, then he is free to be able to speak to Hashem with true kavanah.